Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. We are so glad that you have joined us today. And we are on day three of our Newsworthy Clips article. Back in the studio with me, I have Albert and Linda. Welcome, panelists.
Thank you.
It's good to be back.
We've talked about some different things so far. Day one, we talked about SpaceX. What did we learn? What is something that we learned on day one, Albert?
Well, we learned about, you know, SpaceX's plan to send two private astronauts to circle the moon, and how, you know, this is becoming more of a reality than something that's fantasy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it may not be as soon as the CEO would like, but it's going
right
to be there, yeah.
Okay, yes, they're planning this trip to the moon, I believe in late 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be expensive. We know that. We don't know the exact details necessarily about that, but we can bet that it will be, you know, very pricey. Day two, yesterday, Linda, what did we talk about?
Well, we went to my home state, Florida.
Yeah.
And we talked about sharks and how sharks are actually worth more alive than dead. That sharks create more revenue alive because divers want to go
mm-hmm.
see them
mm-hmm.
than
chopping
them being,
off their
yeah,
fins, right?
And then chopping off their fins and using them to make fish shark fin soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. They did that study and they did find that they bring in more money. Sharks bring in more money when they are just left alive, and divers come and they want to see the sharks, and it generates a lot of revenue. So that is very interesting to see. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn something new all the time, right? Today we're moving on to a different topic, and we're talking about how to slow aging. And I think that makes a lot of people stop and listen, right? Because we don't really want to get older. We don't want to look older. And so we see the answer very quickly here. The answer is right after the question. What is it, Albert?
Chocolate cake.
No.
I wish for once it would just be chocolate cake.
It's not. What's the answer?
Exercise.
Yes, we need to exercise more, and we know that. But when we know that, hey, it may make us look younger, that's an incentive, right?
Exactly.
All right, but not just any kind of exercise. So we're going to get a bit specific here, because if you just say exercise, people think, okay, what should I do? So
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk about a specific type of exercise. We've talked about this before, but maybe not as much in association with your age and slowing down age. So I know many of you, you're getting out your iPads or your notebooks, and you're ready to take notes, and we hope that you find this article to be helpful and interesting. And we all need some motivation, I think, or at least a lot of people, or most people, need motivation when it comes to exercising, right? And do you need some motivation, Linda? You probably don't. I think you exercise a lot.
Doing other types of exercise besides one particular one, yeah, you usually need motivation.
What is the one particular one?
I think you know what it is. My favorite thing to do, biking.
Oh, biking. All right. So you don't need motivation for that?
No.
Well, what do you need motivation for?
Maybe to go running, which I don't know if there's enough motivation in the world to make me go running.
Really?
But
that's disappointing. Because I like running. I mean,
okay.
I don't need a lot of motivation. I still need some motivation, but it's so easy. You get up and you go and you move, and you don't need anything. You just go out your door, and you go beside the river or go into the park, and you run. So I don't need motivation for that, but I do need motivation maybe to go to the gym.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you say that, and it sounds all nice and well, but have you, and I you know, I like cycling, but I've never seen a runner that looked happy while running. Their face always looks like they're in agony. Well,
no.
You know, I see cyclists, you know, they're happy, the wind is in their hair, you know, they're getting in nature. I've never seen you run before, but I'm pretty sure you don't look happy.
I'm so happy.
You smile when you run, Brandon.
I'm so happy.
I don't know. You got to take a selfie and send it to us, okay?
Don't judge a book by its cover, right? Don't judge.
It looks so painful.
And no, I like running because I can, you know, listen to a podcast. I can, you know, listen to music or something and just enjoy nature. It's like you know, doing three things at once, right?
You can do that when you're cycling.
So you're getting, you know, your body in shape. Anyway, well, we do need motivation in general. So let's get into this article. If you have page 26 there in front of you, you can take a look at that. Or if you want to follow along on your electronic device, that's great as well. Let's have our first reading for today.
Best way to slow aging? Exercise. But not just any kind. Lace up those sneakers. Exercise, specifically high-intensity interval training, slows down the aging process. A new study published in the journal Cell Metabolism noted that any kind of exercise is better than none. But it's the high-intensity interval training that does best in reversing age-related changes at the cellular level. It seems to offer more benefits to older people. HIIT, as it is commonly known, requires short bursts of intense aerobic activity, intermixed with a longer stretch of moderate exercise. Participating in this kind of training encourages cells to make more proteins to fuel the energy-producing cellular mechanism. This, in turn, arrests the aging process. The study found that younger people participating in HIIT showed a 49% increase in mitochondrial capacity, and the older group saw a 69% increase. Mitochondria are the cell's powerhouses, responsible for producing the molecule that transports chemical energy within cells.
Okay, everyone, get your sneakers, lace them up. It's time to exercise. What does it mean to lace up your sneakers?
Just means to tie the laces on your shoes. So put on your shoes and tie them.
But do people really tie their shoes anymore? Honestly, I feel like people just keep them tied and you just slip them off, right?
You slip them off, but then to put them back on, you have to retie it.
No, you don't. Actually, the kind of shoes I have, they're made in such a way where you can just slip them on and off, and you really don't have to tie them that often.
See, mine, the current pair of shoes that I have requires me to actually tie it.
But anyway, that's what it means if you need to tie your shoes, which, you know, of course you do sometimes. But anyway, the point is we need to exercise, but it's a specific type of exercise, Albert.
Right, it's HIIT, High Intensity Interval Training.
Which is known as HIIT, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this apparently slows down the aging process. Do you believe it, Linda?
I can believe it. I mean, I don't see any evidence yet, but I can believe it works.
Okay, well, high-intensity interval training is when you do this intense exercise, you might be running, for example, and you might be running kind of like full speed, okay? And then you stop, you slow down, and maybe you walk, right? And you kind of rest, but mm-hmm. maybe you're still doing something, and then you start running again. That can be a type of high-intensity training, right? Interval training.
Right. It's a period of exercise where, you know, you really have your heart rate going, and so it could be running, it could be doing push-ups or sit-ups for a period of time, and then you stop, you mm-hmm. rest for a bit, and then you do another period of intense.
So you do these quick, intense bursts of exercise, and then you do maybe some short, active exercises where you're still active, but it's not nearly as intense. Or maybe you just kind of, you know, almost stop, basically, and then go again. So that's what high-intensity interval training is. Many of you are probably familiar with that. We've talked about that many times before. But there has been a study, and tell us about that, Albert.
Right, so this HIIT training, it, you know, reverses the aging process, and it just offers more benefits to older people.
Okay, and what? Where was this study published?
It was published in the journal Cell Metabolism.
Okay, and this study noted that any kind of exercise is better than none. Mm-hmm. Well, surprise! We know that, right? I'm glad they did a study to tell us that. But anyway, but it's the high-intensity interval training that does best in actually reversing these age-related changes. And I find this to be very interesting because it's a specific type of exercise. I don't normally do this type of exercise, but maybe I should.
I think you should, Brandon.
I'm looking a little old.
I'm not saying that. Those words would never come out of my mouth.
Okay, and these changes are made at the cellular level, right? And
yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's working on, within our body on a really low level, microscopic level.
A deep level, right?
Yes.
Okay. Though this works for people of all ages, it actually seems to offer more benefits to older people. And so I guess the older you are, the more it benefits you. And so that's something to think about as well. And we get more of a description here of HIIT.
Right. It requires short bursts of intense aerobic activity intermixed with a longer stretch of moderate exercise.
Okay, and that's basically what I was saying earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do this intense exercise, and then you slow down, do some moderate exercise. And then when you participate in this kind of training, it encourages cells to make more protein. So here we're getting into some very scientific information, and so we're going to try to break it down a bit for you. So first, it talks about this training encourages cells to make more proteins, and then what does that do?
Well, when they make more of the proteins, what happens is it will fuel the energy and it will produce a cellular mechanism.
Okay, so the proteins fuel the energy producing mm-hmm. cellular mechanism. And so the mechanism is actually producing the energy.
Right.
Okay. And this is referring to the mitochondrial capacity. Okay. So that's what this energy producing cellular mechanism is equal to the mitochondrial capacity, which we will talk about in a moment. But this is at the cellular level. That's why we're getting so technical here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what happens?
And so this in turn arrests or stops the aging process.
Okay, and so basically it sounds like these proteins, it's fueling this mechanism which produces energy, right? And that kind of makes sense because, when you think about getting older, you think about maybe having less energy.
Mm.
And so if you're having more energy that's being produced, hopefully that will slow down the aging process.
Right. And I mean, you can see how, you're pushing your body, and this way, as a response, your cells on a cellular level will produce this so you can, replenish and refill you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just working to, as a side effect, it will stop the aging process.
Okay. Now, we've already talked about this whole idea of mitochondrial capacity, but let's break it down a bit more. Let's take a look at that word mitochondrial. What's it referring to?
Well, it's referring to the component in the cell that's in the cytoplasm, and it produces power. So they're known as the powerhouses of the cell. They're
okay.
The ones that create
all right.
energy.
Okay, so the study found that younger people participating in HIIT showed a 49% increase in mitochondrial capacity. Okay, so that's the younger people. What about the older people?
Well, they had a 69% increase, which is 20% more, which is
right.
kind of amazing.
Okay, so we already learned that this is more beneficial for older people,
mm-hmm.
and we get the breakdown here with, seeing a 69% increase. And then, as Linda mentioned, mitochondria are the cell's powerhouses. And now when you think of a powerhouse, you think of something generating energy, right?
Right, like a car engine, a coal mining factory, a nuclear power plant. These are all powerhouses.
Okay, so mitochondria are the cell's powerhouses, and they're responsible for producing what?
The molecule that transports chemical energy within cells.
Okay, and a molecule is, of course, the simplest unit of a chemical substance, okay? And so basically what we see here is that as you do this intense exercise, of course there's something going on at the cellular level that is producing more energy and slowing down the aging process. Okay? And so maybe you don't understand all of the scientific terms, that's okay, but you kind of get a general idea of what's going on inside of your body, right? And so hopefully this will encourage all of us to do a little more exercise, right? Go out and exercise a little more. I don't know, maybe. So let's go to our next reading for today and learn much more about this.
Based on everything we know, there's no substitute for these exercise programs when it comes to delaying the aging process. Dr. Sri Kumaran Nair, senior author of the study and a diabetes researcher at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, told Medical News, "These things we are seeing cannot be done by any medicine." The researchers found that the group that participated in HIIT earned the best results at the cellular level. HIIT seemed to reverse the age-related decline in both mitochondrial function and muscle-building proteins. So, how should you plan for your exercise week? If people have to pick one exercise, Nair said, I would recommend high-intensity interval training, but I think it would be more beneficial if they could do 3 to 4 days of interval training and then a couple of days of strength training.
Okay, so we like to substitute things, right? You know, I went to a restaurant the other day and they offered some sides and I thought, I don't really want French fries. Can I substitute that? And especially in America, we like to have things, you know, our own way and like substitute things and change things up. And so we're used to that when it maybe it comes to food and so forth. But here we see when it comes to this, we can't really, you know, have a substitute for this exercise.
Right. You know, when it comes to delaying the aging process, there is no substitute. So I feel like this is good news for people who may have gotten on the bandwagon of buying these medicines or supplements that claim to, like, counteract the aging process. You know, here's something that you don't have to pay a price for. You can just go out there and exercise.
Right. Of course, we need to be careful with supplements and those kinds of things, and they make these bold claims, and we don't know if it's true. But exercise has been around for a long time, and we know that it's beneficial, especially if we, you know, do it, you know, and maybe not too much.
Moderation.
Too much exercise maybe could be bad in some cases, but in general, exercise is great, and this is just another way of showing that.
Right. Particularly HIIT, this form of exercise, it offers the most benefit as far as reversing the aging process that you can't get from any medicine or supplement.
Okay. All right. And, you know, this quote we got is from a researcher there at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And he goes on to say, these things we are seeing cannot be done by any medicine, as you were just talking about.
No, I feel like I take a lot of comfort in this, knowing that, you know, this is accessible to people from all walks of life. And, like, you know, like, if you know a family member that's being, like, hooked onto these things, you can, you know, tell them about it, share this information with them, like, hey, you can, you know, just add so much more value and, like, health benefits and happiness just by exercising.
Okay.
Instead.
So, and we get more information here about the study. The researchers actually found that the group that participated in HIIT earned the best results at the cellular level. And, you know, we've already been talking about this is at the cellular level. And that's where, I guess, all the action is, Linda.
Yes, especially within the mitochondria.
So HIIT seemed to reverse the age-related decline in both mitochondrial function and muscle-building proteins. And so that's, you know, more of the specifics of how this all works. But what I find interesting about this is that you can actually slow down the aging process, and in a way that is doable just by exercising.
Right.
There's no magic involved.
Yeah. Right, and it makes sense, right? Take care of your body, and maybe it will slow down, you know, the aging process.
Right, and I mean, like, it's not only, like, we're not talking just about, like, on a vanity level, you know? I feel like aging process in terms of, like, sometimes as you age, you might have a weaker back, or, you know, like, your knees may feel not as strong. I mean, like, all these things are part of the aging process, and by doing this, you can just slow it down a bit.
But what I want to know is, what else were these people doing? What were the other factors involved? What were they eating, for example? Did that play a part? Right? So a lot of times in these studies, and, you know, maybe if we look at the full study, then maybe we'll have more information there. But these things can also play a part, right?
I'm going to assume chocolate cake. No, probably not.
Right? So were they all eating similar things, or were they all eating totally different things? Because, of course, that may play a part, I would think. Potentially. But I think the point here is that they have potentially, looks like, some proof to show that by doing this type of exercise, you get this type of benefit, right? And so it's conclusive enough for them to say that.
And I'm sure that if you're, you know, on a regular exercise routine, you need to have a proper diet. You can't be doing this training and then go eat chocolate cake, you know, three times a day.
I might. Maybe not three times a day, but, you know, sometimes I think there's two different ways of looking at it. You think, oh, I'm exercising all the time, so I can kind of eat what I want.
In moderation.
There's that way of thinking. And there's the other way of thinking, well, I'm exercising. I want to be healthy, so I also want to eat healthy. I think there's two different ways of looking at it.
Right. And I feel like what I'm taking away from this is, regardless of how you're eating, and hopefully you're eating healthy, but I feel like by including this, you know, you will be helping yourself out a lot, your body a lot.
Right.
And I really like how, you know, it ends. You know, sometimes we end an article and it doesn't really give us, like, a plan of attack.
Right. An action plan.
Yeah.
What is that action plan?
Well, so how do you plan for your exercise week? And the researcher says, if people have to pick one exercise, he would recommend a high-intensity interval training, but I think it would be more beneficial if they could do 3 to 4 days of interval training, and then a couple of days of strength training.
Okay.
That seems like a lot, actually.
It does. Okay, so 3 to 4 days of interval training.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you want to build up your muscles, right? And so maybe you need to go to the gym.
Right, a couple of days a week. Training.
Yeah, do some weight training. That's good. I need to do that. You know, I can take some time to run, but I don't want to go to the gym necessarily. And so that's an area where I need more motivation, right? So these are some good tips and good reminders. But I think one thing to always keep in mind is to do something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we look at all these different plans and diets and we think, oh, what am I going to do? Well, do something, right? Choose one thing, choose something very simple and start off with that, right? And so, panelists, what is something maybe that you would like to add to your exercise routine?
I guess just exercising in general.
No, okay, good. Where are you going to start?
I'm not sure. Probably not running, though. Definitely not running. Linda?
Okay.
You could do more intense cycling.
Ooh. I think that's something I could support.
Try some hills.
Up the mountains,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, some uphill.
That's difficult. Yeah, I did that a couple of years ago. I joined one of those races.
And you did the easy route, Brandon.
Okay, let me tell you, people, that was not easy. Okay, going up the side of a mountain. Okay, well, it was maybe more like a hill, but
we actually went up the mountain.
Yeah. It's challenging,
it's
because
fun.
Let me tell you, you're pedaling your bike, but your bike's not really moving, so it's
that's
barely moving.
You need to put more power into your pedaling.
Yes, that's why I like just sticking to the pavement with my feet on the ground, and I can just kind of control how fast I go. And
but do
so
you
forth.
Run uphill?
No.
See, that's what you should try.
But I would rather do that. Okay. Anyway, there's something you can do. So we need to help Albert out. We all need help in some ways, but Albert's trying to think of an exercise plan. So if you have one, write into us at letters@studioclassroom.com and let us know and let me know, let Linda know what we can all add to our exercise routine. Maybe you've done something really fun. Maybe you just like to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's something, right? Maybe
yeah.
a game of basketball, at least that's better than, you know, doing nothing.
Right, that's
right.
true.
Any kind of exercise is better than none, as
right.
we read in our article.
Yes, that's not obvious at all, right? Yes, we all knew that, but it's what we know, but not necessarily what we do, right? And so, but try something out. Try this, you know, hit routine, the high intensity interval training, and let us know what you think. Maybe try it out for a month, write into us, and let us know if you think you look younger or not. I don't think it's going to have that quick of an effect, but it is important.
You might feel younger.
Yeah, you might feel younger, right?
Yeah, and you know, I always feel like it's reassuring and motivating when, you know, these studies are done and they're published and shared. It just makes, like, it adds one more incentive for me to get out there.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's,
I hope this helps someone else as well.
Yeah. As you get into the details, you may think, well, I'm not sure if that's true. But the fact is that it helps us, it reminds us, rather, that we need to get out and get moving and exercise. And I know I need that reminder. And so I know many of our listeners, I'm sure that's helpful to remember that. But now we need to take action, right? Well, that's the end of our Newsworthy Clips article. We thank you for joining us today. And if you didn't join us over the past couple of days, we hope that you can go back and check out the program and read those portions of the Newsworthy Clips as well. Until next time, this is Brandon,
Alina,
and Albert
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.